Good afternoon, Muskegon. This is Tony Williams, your host of What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success. The weather is getting colder outside, but this is Michigan. It's November. That's what we expect. And we still have football in the area. The Big Reds were victorious this past weekend against DeWitt, which was billed as a heavyweight fight. And unfortunately, DeWitt didn't bring their A game. And I think it's safe to say they got knocked out. Big Reds hit them hard, hit them early, hit them often. And there's a little bit of a caveat to this game. In the summer, they have the 7-on-7 passing camps, and they're held throughout the state, and sometimes they even cross state lines. But Kirk Cousins, who is a former Michigan State Spartan and currently starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins, has a pretty competitive camp that most schools like to get into and attend and participate. And fortunately, Muskegon was able to be in that passing camp and played for the championship against DeWitt. And DeWitt won. They won the championship in the Kirk Cousins passing camp. So, of course, it's a whole different set of rules, guidelines. You know, of course, there's no equipment. There's no pressure on the quarterback. It's just basically kids running routes, and the defense has to, you know, stop them. And I think that kind of carried over through the entire season. So when they got a second shot at them in a live football game, it was pretty evident that the passing camp was somewhat irrelevant when it came to the actual outcome of the game. So, and Bo Shanks had one heck of a football game. I think he broke the record for interceptions. And all total, I think the Big Reds had either 5 or 6 interceptions, which kind of put to rest the misnomer that they don't play very good pass defense. But I think some changes were made over the season, and the results are pretty evident when there's not a whole lot of passing touchdowns that has been giving up this year with our defense. So hats off to the Big Reds as they continue their march to Ford Field for redemption. They have Battle Creek, Harper Creek this weekend, and actually it will be, the game should be over just about the time that the show is aired. And hopefully the Big Reds will be victorious again, and it'll be their last game outside, and then they can get an opportunity to go inside and play. And looking at what's coming from the other side of the state, looks like they will be playing Farmington Hills Harrison, which has a very unique and historical presence in the state of Michigan. They have the winningest coach in the state of Michigan. They have the most state football championships in the state of Michigan. And they only have 2 more years of existence. Well, actually 1 more, because they are going to close the school. They have 2 other high schools in that Farmington area, and Farmington Hills Harrison has been tabbed as one of the schools that will no longer be in existence. So there's a lot of things that could actually come into play if this comes to fruition as Muskegon plays Farmington Hills Harrison. We're bringing the most wins of any high school football team in the state of Michigan against the coach that has the most wins and most state championships in football. So the news media will have a field day with the promotion of that football game. And by the way, that's the only football coach that school has ever known. When they opened up, he was hired, and He'll coach one more year, and that'll be the end of his tenure at Farmington Hills Harrison because the school will no longer exist. So quite exciting. Unfortunately, that the Big Reds is the only area team that is left in the playoffs. Catholic Central took a hard loss, and Oak Ridge, well, Catholic went out the week before, so the only teams that we had left in the tournament run was Oak Ridge and Montague, and both of those guys ran up against some really tough competition. Ithaca, which is a powerhouse in the state in their class, defeated Montague in a hard-fought game, and Saginaw Swan Valley took out Oak Ridge, which again is another strong opponent in that division. So the Muskegon area, West Michigan, it's time to get behind these Big Reds, support them as we play this week over at Kentwood, Quinton Hill High School. We played there last year, and in previous years we've played there. So weather's supposed to be wet and cold, but we'll find out who the real diehard Big Red fans are this week before you go play inside. And, of course, that always increases participation about 2 to 10-fold when it's time to play inside. So, again, hats off to the Big Reds as well as the other teams in the West Michigan area that made the playoffs but never made the Ford Field trip. So, again, pulling for our Big Reds. Lions, man, play Cleveland this Sunday. Tough fought game. Cleveland has not won a football game, but the way they played the Lions, it was hard to tell. So the Lions got a wake-up call early in the game and had to fight, scratch, and claw to get a win against the Cleveland Browns. So they're off to Minnesota, which is going to be a tough game for them, but it's a game they got to win if they want to challenge for that Central Division title. And Pistons are still playing well. I think folks are surprised as to how well they are playing. And they continue to play as well as they are. They could be competing for some playoff time later next year. Cavs. Cavs are still trying to stay 500. I always have to give me a plug for the Cavaliers. They took the subway from the hotel to Madison Square Garden this past Monday night. They played the Knicks, and they did selfies as they were on the subway. I guess LeBron had never rode a subway, and a lot of the folks, you know, it's in New York, it's like, you know, you're just another person. They're not at all about superstars. Matter of fact, some of the people on the subway didn't even know who these guys were. They just, you know, they had their hoodies on, rather chilly, so they were kind of bundled up. But they interviewed a guy afterwards, and he didn't realize if it was LeBron James that was sitting next to him. Thought that was quite interesting. One of the most well-known players in the NBA, and this guy had no clue who LeBron was. So that's it for our sports for this week. Topics I'm going to talk about today. My co-host has another week of sabbatical. He'll be back, and we'll take up where we left off on a lot of the work that he has done around biblical principles and financial planning. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't want to steal his thunder because I'm sure he's going to be excited about getting back in the studio and sharing that information with our audience. And I think you're going to find it very interesting. I received, I think, more than average calls this week in my office concerning no-fault law in Michigan. It is under reform, but there's still, I mean, since 1973, we've had this law. But I think there are still unknowns about really how this particular law works. And I thought today would be a great opportunity to share what the law really says about no-fault law in Michigan. And I went right to the state website and grab the information, because it's pretty concise, pretty clear as to how this law is laid out. So I'm going to just start at the top. And as we move forward, I'll basically be rereading state law. But I think most of the audience will be can understand exactly what it means to you. And we'll inject some examples as we go through this. So I'm going to start it with the no-fault automobile insurance in Michigan. The Michigan no-fault auto fault system is adopted in 1973 to increase the level of benefits paid to injured persons. Make sure such payments are made promptly and reduce the proportion of premium dollars paid out for legal and administrative costs. So the last piece speaks to the fact that it's for insurance companies to help reduce the proportion of premium dollars paid out for legal and administrative costs. And the first part speaks to making these payments promptly for injured individuals, because in the past you had to wait. If you were injured in an automobile accident, you basically was forced to sue the at-fault driver, which could take time if you were injured. And this is what the no-fault law was designed to do. Michigan no-fault policy provides unlimited medical and rehabilitation benefits. It provides wage loss benefits for up to 3 years and a $20 per day for replacement services if you are injured in an automobile accident, regardless of fault. In exchange for these benefits, Michigan motorists gave up the right to sue in auto accidents except when someone is killed or very seriously injured. Because of this, disputes over who was at fault in an accident will not hold up payment of medical bills. Michigan is unique in the damages to vehicles also falls under the no-fault system. This too saves money and time when it comes to claims being paid. Michigan drivers must buy collision or comprehensive insurance to cover damages to their own car. Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, which is commonly referred to as MCAA fees, was established in 1978. The MCAA pays for claims paid by all insurers that exceed a certain amount, which that amount today is like around $250,000. All insurers that sell auto insurance in Michigan must pay the MCAA fees, an annual fee for each vehicle insured. The fee is known as the MCAA assessment and is passed on in whole or in part to the policyholders. Trust me, it is passed on in whole. It's an annual fee, so if you have a six-month policy, that is broken up into two payments per se. But if the insurance companies do not absorb any of that, totally passed on to the consumer. Michigan law requires no-fault insurance. Every registered car must be insured. Every car owner must buy basic coverage in order to get license plates. It is a misdemeanor to drive or let your car be driven without basic no-fault coverage. If you are convicted of driving without basic no-fault coverage, you will be fined up to $500, put in jail for 1 year or both. You may also incur the additional fines and costs pursuant to the 2003 Michigan Driver's Responsibility Law, which is commonly referred to as a poor tax, because you can't afford to pay insurance, but yet they put this driver responsibility law into effect, which means you have to pay to the courts X amount of dollars for driving without any license or no insurance, and it becomes a revolving door. If you are unable to produce proof of insurance when requested to do so by law enforcement official, you may be found guilty of a civil infraction. The court may order your license suspended for at least 30 days or until you are able to provide such proof. You may have to prove you purchased a prepaid non-cancelable insurance policy before you may renew your vehicle's registration. If you own a car without no-fault insurance and have an accident, you can be sued and held liable. You may have to pay a lawyer and court costs if you are hurt in an accident involving a vehicle that you own that is not insured. You will not be paid for any medical expense, wage loss, loss of service, or any other no-fault benefits if you are convicted of driving a car or allowing someone else to drive your car, or if you drive another person's car, which you know does not have no-fault insurance. You may be fined up to $500 and put in jail for up to 1 year or both. Play it safe. Don't drive without insurance, or be sure to keep your certificate of no-fault insurance in your car. And I've heard of these cases where individuals get stopped. They don't have the proof of insurance in the car. They used to let you slide, but now they're writing tickets, and there's a fine, and it's just a big hassle. Michigan is trying to adopt the electronic version of, if you have an iPhone and you can access your policy where you can show you have proof of insurance, but that is yet to be determined. That is part of the this reform for no fault. So keep your updated, not your old ones. Throw those away. They are no good. Only keep your updated certificates in your car. Michigan insurance law called the Essential Insurance Act requires auto insurance to offer coverage to any eligible person. This includes most Michigan drivers. You are an eligible person for auto insurance if you have a car registered in Michigan, have a valid driver's license not suspended or revoked. However, there are times when a company can refuse to insure you. Reasons for denial. You can be turned down for insurance if your driver's license is suspended or revoked. In the past 5 years, if you've been convicted of trying to defraud an insurance company or have been denied payment of a claim over $1,000 because there is evidence of fraud on your part, within the past 3 years, you have been found guilty of a felony with a motor vehicle, driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, failing to stop at the scene of an accident, or reckless driving. Your car does not meet Michigan safety requirements. Within the past 2 years, your auto insurance has been canceled for non-payment of premium. Companies can overlook previous non-payment of premium if you pay the entire premium in advance. The insurance you want to buy requires you to be a member of a group, club, organization, and you do not need to join the organization. You have more than the allowable number of points on your driving record. You do not meet the requirement of the company's underwriting rules. And company underwriting rules, they vary, but every company has different set of rules to determine your eligibility for insurance. Ineligible persons. If you find you are not an eligible person for auto insurance, you may want to speak to your agent to apply for the Michigan Automobile Insurance Placement Facility. The facility was created to offer insurance to those persons who have difficulty finding it through regular companies. Any licensed agent can help you apply for the insurance through the facility. There are also insurers who specialize in insuring ineligible people. We're going to cover the three main parts of no fault and hopefully get through that before the end of the show. So the first part of the basic no fault policy is personal injury protection, commonly referred to as PIP. This part of your no fault policy pays all necessary medical costs if you are hurt in an auto accident. It also pays up to a maximum amount of wages you would have earned if you had not been hurt for up to 3 years. The amount is adjusted each year on October the 1st, and you may wish to contact our agency to determine the current maximum monthly amount or check our website for the current maximum. If you are killed in an accident, your policy will pay your family up to the monthly amount for 3 years, based on the earnings and fringe benefits. You may also be entitled up to $20 a day in replacement services. This is to pay for services you are no longer able to provide yourself or your family because you are injured, such as housekeeping and yard work. You may coordinate PIP coverage with other health or disability coverage. You have to reduce your PIP premium. Medicaid, Medicare, and some self-funded health plans, however, do not allow for coordination of coverage. There's probably 100% now in Michigan that does not allow for coordination of coverage. A lot of times, insurance companies will ask you for your medical card, but most of the medical carriers have come to the agreement that if it's an automobile-related injury, they are going to pay, the insurance company will be on the hook for 100% of that, okay? There's another piece is the property protection. This no-fault coverage pays up to $1 million for damage your car does in Michigan to other people's property, such as building and fences. It will also pay for damages your car does to another vehicle, but only if the vehicle was properly parked. Other vehicle damages is covered only if the vehicle has collision and comprehensive coverage. Had a client whose home was ran into this past weekend by a vehicle speeding down Reardon. He says the guy probably was going about 80 miles an hour. And it's like, on Reardon, are you serious? And of course, lost control of the car, drove into my man's house. Actually, his truck was parked in his driveway. He hit the truck, spun it around, continued to go into my man's garage and to another portion of the living quarters of the house. The individual got out of his truck and ran off. So, customer calls the police officers. They come, they show up, find old registration in the car, track down the owner of the vehicle. Basically said he had allowed someone else to borrow his truck. And that individual was his brother. And here's his phone number. You call him. They call him. He's in Grand Rapids. He let somebody else borrow the truck. And he can't remember who it was. So, unfortunately, it's just a big mess. And come to find out, the owner of the truck had no insurance. So, you could use subrogation, which says our insurance company will pay for all the damages and then go after the other insurance company to reimburse us. But because they don't have insurance, my customer is out of luck. So we're going to pay for his home, but he had PL and PD on his truck. In the event the person that was liable had insurance, he would have gotten his truck replaced. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So when we talk about just no fault, think of the things that it pays for and why sometimes the premium is a lot higher than you think it should be. $1 million is what your policy would pay for in the event you lost control of your car and you damaged a building or someone else's property or their vehicle if it was properly parked. So there's some risk for the insurance company, even though you don't have comp and collision coverage on your car with just PL and PD. The third component to this is the residual bodily injury and property damage liability insurance. It is referred to as B as in boy, I as in injury, and PD, BIPD. This coverage pays your defense cost and any damages you are found liable for as a result of an auto accident up to the limits of the policy. Although the no-fault law protects insured persons from being sued in most situations, there are certain exceptions. In general, there are circumstances under which you could be sued. if you caused an accident in Michigan in which someone is killed or seriously injured. If you're involved in an accident in a state other than Michigan. For damages to another person's car which are not covered by insurance, if you are 50% or more at fault in the accident, this part of the law is known as mini tort. To be covered, you must purchase additional coverage called limited property damage liability insurance. If you are involved in an accident in Michigan with a non-resident who is the occupant of your motor vehicle not registered in Michigan. So a basic no-fault policy pays up to a certain amount for which you are found to be legally responsible. So if we use the term of the 2040, it says it pays up to $20,000 for a person who is hurt or killed in an accident. Up to $40,000 for each accident if several people are hurt or killed. Up to $10,000 for property damage in another state. The coverage is often described as 20-40-10. These are minimum amounts of coverage you must have. Sometimes courts award more than these amounts. If that happens, you would be responsible for paying the amount not covered by your policy. To protect themselves, people often buy extra liability insurance, which would be the $100,000, $300,000, $250,000, $500,000. So basic no fault does not pay for repairs to your vehicle after an accident, no matter who was at fault. Repairs to another person's vehicle after an accident, no matter who was at fault, unless the vehicle was properly parked. That's the key, properly parked. Cost for replacement of your vehicle if it is stolen. Mini tort protection. But you can purchase coverage against these losses. So, again, we're about out of time, but I want to cover one more. The residual liability insurance increase limits. It is possible your liability could be more than these amounts. If so, you will be responsible for paying these amounts not covered by your insurance policy. To protect themselves, people buy extra liability. For example, you can buy liability insurance that would pay up to $50,000 for each person, $100,000 for each accident in which people are hurt or killed, or $25,000 for property. So if you have any type of retirement plans, savings plans, you own a home, you own a business, you do not want to be driving around with 2040 insurance. It is too much of a risk or a gamble that you could be sued and lose all of that. So it is very important that if you have any questions about what liability coverage you carry on your automobile, contact your insurance agent and make sure you understand what your limits of liability is at, because it's not a lot of money to pay for more of it. In this time of the year, I do tell my clients, if you have a car of any value, to go ahead and at least put comprehensive coverage on it. Okay, you may not be able to afford collision, but at least comprehensive coverage will cover you if you hit a deer. And we've had a number of deer accidents already this year, and this is now deer season, and the deer, they're out, they're running. And if you hit one and you have PL and PD, then it is a total loss on your part, depending on the amount of damage. But you can buy just comprehensive coverage for this time of the year to cover your vehicle, and comprehensive basically will cover it. If it's stolen, if it catches on fire, if a tree falls on it, that is what the comprehensive coverage will do if you just have PL and PD and the car is of some value. Next week, we will finish. There's some more parts to the automobile coverage. And also, we'll do some homeowners insurance because we're getting to the part of the year where people are out buying Christmas gifts. They have them in their car. They haven't been home. It gets dark a lot earlier, and it's the time of the year when break-ins become more prevalent. So we want to make sure that our listening audience protect themselves against these types of intrusions and make sure that you're covered properly. So I am Tony Williams, and my co-host will be back in 2 weeks with our show is What Do I Do Now? Your Guide to Credit, Debt, and Planning for Your Financial Success on 103.7 The Beat.